الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, has stated, whoever writes Salat, Durood with my name in any book, the angels keep making dua of forgiveness for him until my name remains in that book. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, continue to recite in abundance salawat, durood sharif and salutations upon the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is for our benefit in this dunya, qabr and akhirah. Once, Hawsi Adam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he was busy delivering a bayan, a speech in an ijtima' at his madrasa, when a huge snake fell onto him from the ceiling. The attendees, those who were participants there, they became very afraid and in panic, they stampeded out. But Hawsi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi did not even move from his place. This snake then started to wrap itself around the blessed body under the clothes of Hawsi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. The snake then came out of his collar and wrapped itself around the blessed neck of Hawsi Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. But our Murshid, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the spiritual king of Baghdad, his honor rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, neither became afraid nor discontinued his speech and bayan. That snake then jumped onto the ground and stood on its tail, uttering something and then went away. When the snake had disappeared, people then gathered around Hawsi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi and asked him as to what it had said to him. He rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi replied that the snake said it had tested many awliya Allah, but had not found anyone as steadfast as him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, it came out that the snake, it was known, the snake in fact was a jinn. And it had come to test our master, our Murshid, Hawsi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who remains steadfast by the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Listen to another account of that same snake and admire the istiqamah and steadfastness of our Murshid, Hawsi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hawsi Pak rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, said that once he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was busy offering salah. Whilst offering salah at the Jami' Masjid Mansur, the same snake came and placed its open mouth at the place where he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi would perform sajda. Pushing the snake away, he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi managed to perform his sajda, his prostration, but it then wrapped itself around his blessed neck. It then went under his sleeve and came out from the other sleeve. When he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi completed his salah, the snake had disappeared. The following day, he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi went to the same masjid where he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi saw a big-eyed man. He rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi realized that this man is not a human being, but in fact he is a jinn. That jinn then told Hawsi Azam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi that he was the same snake that had bothered him. The jinn goes on to say that in the form of a snake, He tested many, many friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, but none of them was as steadfast as our Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Having said that, the jinn repented, made tawbah of his misdeeds in the blessed court of Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, how diligently our Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would offer his salah with so much of concentration. On the other hand, we are so heedless, so negligent, that even if a fly has to settle on our body while we are offering salah, our tawajjuh, our concentration is lost. We cannot even bear an itch. The foregoing parable, it also shows that even jinns are the slaves of Ghawthi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawthi A'zam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, "Once I went to the jungle where I stayed for many days without eating, without drinking. I had become very thirsty. Suddenly above my head a cloud appeared from which raindrops started falling and I drank from there. A bright and illuminated face then appeared in this cloud, illuminating the sky in fact. I heard a voice saying, 'O Abdul Qadir, I am your creator and I have made all haram things halal for you.'" Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali further says, "I then recited, 'A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim,' turning the brightness of that cloud into smoke. Then I heard a voice, 'O Abdul Qadir, before this I led 70 awliya Allah astray, but your knowledge has saved you.' Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, 'O cursed one, it is not my knowledge. It is the grace of my Allah Azza wa Jal that has saved me.'" Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islam brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, indeed shaitan, the cursed Satan, is very, very cunning, very tricky and deceptive. He tries his best to trick us even by magic. Therefore, always be aware of his attacks and his traps. We should not rely on our wisdom, our intellect. Instead, we should implore Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to help us and save us from these tricks and deceptions of Shaitan, Satan the cursed one. Remember, the thief, he will steal from the person who has wealth. Similarly, if someone has the wealth of Iman, our most precious asset, our faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, Satan will definitely try hard to steal this Iman from us. Furthermore, if a person has strong Iman and faith and performs good deeds in abundance, Shaitan, the cursed Satan, will also try his level best to lead that person astray. As our Murshid Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had very strong Iman and faith, as well as a huge treasure of good deeds, Satan the curse tried to trick him many times, but he failed each and every time by the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Advising his Murideen and his disciples and followers, Ghawthi Azam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "During the days when I used to stay in the jungles, frightening faced troops and armies of Shaitan, Satan the cursed, equipped with different and dangerous weapons, they would come and attack me. They would throw flames of fire at me. With the help of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, when I would run after them, they would disperse and run away. Sometimes Satan the cursed would come alone and try to threaten and frighten me into going elsewhere, but I would slap him. I would give him a clout, making him go away. I would then read, 'La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim,' and then he would burn. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." our Murshid Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hawthi A'zam Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has stated, once a foul smelling and extremely horrifying faced person came and stood in front of me. He then said, I am Satan, and I have come to serve you because you have exhausted me and my followers. Hawthi A'zam Alihi Rahmatullah Al-Akram then said, I asked him to go away, but he refused. Suddenly, a hand from the unseen, from the ghaib, appeared and struck such a blow on the head of Shaitan, Satan the cursed, that he sank into the ground. But he still managed to attack me with a flame of fire. Meanwhile, a horseman with his face covered came and handed me a sword. Seeing that, the cursed Satan ran away. Furthermore, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hawthi A'zam, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has stated, once I saw Satan sitting afar and throwing dust onto his head. Satan started to say while he was crying, O Abdul Qadir, I am disappointed to have failed to lead you astray. I replied, O cursed one, remove yourself from here. I can never be heedless of you. Satan the cursed then said, this mindset of yours is the most troublesome for me. He then revealed to me many traps and tricks. I asked him about them. He replied that those were the worldly traps whereby he hunted people like me. In order to be safe from them, I kept striving for an entire year until all those traps of Shaitan, Satan, were broken. Then, lots of things appeared to me. I asked as to what those things were. I was told that those were the things which cause negligence and heedlessness. I then strived for another complete year until all those traps were also broken. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, indeed it is very difficult to subdue and to control the nafs, the inner self, the base self, carnal desires, and also Satan. Abu Hawthi A'zam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had to struggle very hard for many, many years to subdue and overpower the cursed Shaitan, Satan. Here, there is a great lesson for those who give up hope and utter such disappointing sentences as, I have made many efforts staying in the company of the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. I have traveled with Madani Qafilas as well, but I could not overpower my nafs. I could not overpower Shaitan, Satan the cursed one. Such Islamic brothers and everyone else should keep struggling hard throughout their lives for their reformation and rectification, seeking help from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is stated in Bahjatul Asrar that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hawthi A'zam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has said, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I spent many years in the jungles of Karkh. I used to survive on the leaves of the trees and herbs. Every year, a person used to come and give me a woolen gown to wear. In order to get rid of the love of the world, I endured many hardships. I remained anonymous. People would consider me dumb, unwise, and insane because of my silence. I used to walk on thorns barefoot, enter very frightening caves and horrific valleys without any fear. The world used to appear to me in a very beautiful form. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I never turned my attention towards it. My nafs, the carnal self, used to plead to me that it would obey whatever I liked, and sometimes it used to argue with me. Allah Azza wa Jal gave me victory over my nafs. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Further he states, for a long time I stayed on the plains of Madian and kept battling and striving against my nafs to overpower it. For 1 year I consumed and I ate the things lying on the ground. I did not drink any water. For another year I drank only water and did not eat anything. Then for another 1 year, I neither ate anything nor drank anything. I would encounter extreme hardships. One night, I was tested in extremely cold weather. I would repeatedly fall asleep and ghusl would become obligatory upon me. I would immediately go to the river and make ghusl. On that night alone, I had to make ghusl 40 times in icy cold water. Quoting Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, Allama Imam Sha'rani, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has written in his book, Tabaqatul Kubra, "In the beginning, I faced many hardships. When those hardships reached their peak, I would lay on the ground and keep reciting verses 5 and 6 of Surah Alam Nashrah, which are as follows. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا." Our master, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has translated this in his masterpiece translation, Kanzul Iman. So without doubt, there is ease with hardship. Without doubt, there is ease with hardship. Hothi Azam then says, "By the blessing of these verses of the glorious Quran, all those difficulties were removed." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, surely one has to make sacrifices to achieve something. Our own Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hothi Azam Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, also made many, many sacrifices and struggled much in order to attain the closeness that he had to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and to obtain the pleasure of his beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi wa Alaihi Wasallam. Also to overcome his nafs and Satan the cursed one, remain safe from sins and distant from the love of this dunya and the world, enjoy good and gain many rewards by preaching and thus bringing countless kuffar and disbelievers into the fold of Islam. Although we cannot bear as many hardships and difficulties as our Hothi Azam Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali did, we can at least make a little effort without giving up any hope. Therefore, we should attach ourselves with good company, with pious company, like we see in the Madani Mahal, Islamic environment of Dawud Islami, attend the weekly Ijtima'at of Dawud Islami, travel on Madani Qafilas at least 3 days every month, be punctual with Salah on Sunnah, try to fill and act upon Madani Na'amat. This will give us confidence inshaAllah Ta'ala. If we make this effort with sincerity, it will give us confidence to do more and more good and invest in our Akhirah and hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alihi wa Alihi wa Sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Alihi wa Sallam.